This podcast of the Radio Cafe comes to you via radiocafe.org, where you can find more information and many other podcasts. Technical support comes from Studio X, providing website design, hosting, e-commerce, and social media marketing, serving Santa Fe to the world since 1994. Find out more at studiox.com. And I would like now to welcome Diana Delling. She's with the Lensic Center for Performing Arts, and she's with us here very often speaking of the arts. Welcome, Diana.
Good morning.
And I would like to draw attention to the fact that we have a new transmission system here in the Baking Company that where the sound is improved. Ladies and gentlemen, big thanks to the engineering staff of KSFR for making this happen. And if you can detect the improvement in the sound, please let us know. You can write to radiocafe@ksfr.org. Anyway,
I can detect the improvement in the sound. It's amazing.
Too. Yeah, it sounds so much better. That old machine we had, God bless it, it is now taken its place in the resting cemetery of old machines, but the new one is fantastic. So what's going on this weekend and in the coming week?
I'm going to talk about first what's going on at the Lensic this weekend. And tomorrow morning, we have one of our Met Live in HD broadcasts coming up. It starts at 11, and it is an opera called, this is sponsored by the Santa Fe Opera and the Lensic. It is called, here I go in French, Manon Lescaut. And it starts at 11. This is broadcast from the Met in New York, and it stars Christine Opelet and Roberto Alagna as the ill-fated lovers at the center of Puccini's passionate classic opera based on the classic novel. There was no encore for this one, and it starts at 11. The reason there's no encore is that later on in the day we have one event coming up from Santa Fe Pro Musica. It is a concert that also features the violinist Colin Jacobson, who's a composer and very well known for his work in The Knights, The Brook and Rider, and he's worked with Yo-Yo Ma on the Silk Road Ensemble. He will be playing with Santa Fe Pro Musica at 4 o'clock tomorrow and at 3 o'clock on Sunday. It's a beautiful performance, and you can get tickets for both of these events, all of these events, at ticketsantafe.org and 988-1234.
Excellent. At Collected Works Bookstore tonight at 6 o'clock, there is an event. Wren and Helen Davis have written a book called Landscapes for the People, George Alexander Grant, First Chief Photographer of the National Park Service. He's basically an unknown elder in the field of American landscape photography, and he was a contemporary of Ansel Adams, Edward Weston, and many others, and his work will be displayed in this book, and they'll be talking about it tonight at 6 o'clock. And then later on in the week, let's see, I think there's a few more things going on. We'll come back to them in a moment.
There's a new dramatic performance going on at the Greer Garson Theater. Polaroid Stories is a blend of mythology and real life stories told by street kids. It's a play that will be there. It was there last weekend, and it will also be there this weekend, the 4th, 5th, and 6th. You can get more information at ticketsantafe.org and by calling 988-1234. I'm kind of freaked out by the difference in sound. I'm sorry. It's so crystal clear that
I know.
It's hard to register that this is before a new sound system.
It was like we were listening to ourselves underwater.
Exactly. And now you can hear every little...
Yep. Well, you know, snorkeling's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when you're snorkeling. Okay. Also at Collected Works Bookstore on Sunday, the 6th of March at 4 in the afternoon, Muse Times 2 Poetry Series, which brings poetic voices from all over the nation to Santa Fe, presents Kate Marvin and Gary Worth Moody. Kate Marvin's first book, World's Tallest Disaster, was chosen by Robert Pinsky for the Catherine Morton Prize. And she is an award-winning poet and editor and teacher. And Gary Worth Moody was born in South Texas, and he's a poet and a falconer, and the picture on the website shows him with a falcon. And he's also an award-winning poet and graduate of St. John's College in Santa Fe. So glad the Muse Times 2 poetry series is continuing in all its beauty and vigor, and that's at Collected Works Bookstore on Sunday at 4.
Monday and Tuesday, the Best of Banff Mountain Film Festival is coming to the Lensic. It's the annual two-night event presented by Santa Fe Conservation Trust and the Lensic. It is a benefit for the Santa Fe Conservation Trust as well. And as a lot of people already know, this is a time when you can come and see a collection of the best films selected from the whole Banff Film Festival lineup. It will be two nights as always, starts at 7 with different films each night. It is a collection of films about mountain culture and mountain sports, and there's always something intriguing to see, inspiring, intriguing, interesting.
Totally. It's
really
so
fun.
It's so fantastic.
Yeah, so come, and you can buy tickets for one or both nights. Just call the Lensic, 988-1234, ticketsantafe.org. It's easy to buy online as well. And you're supporting Santa Fe Conservation Trust, of course, which we like to do.
Yes, indeed. Also at Collected Works Bookstore on Tuesday at 6 in the evening, Sally Denton is presenting her book, The Profiteers, Bechtel and the Men Who Built the World. Sally Denton is an incredible reporter and author and historian, and she's written a bunch of books. We've had her on the air a number of times, and we're actually going to have her on the air Tuesday morning on the Radio Cafe, so you can listen in the morning and then go to the event in the afternoon at Collected Works Bookstore, and fantastic book, and so definitely worth checking out.
On Thursday night at the Lensic, it's National Theatre Live's Hangmen. So it's a play broadcast in London's National Theatre. This is a play that was sold out at London's Royal Court Theatre throughout its run, and it is written by the Academy Award-winning author Martin McDonagh, who also wrote a screenplay and plays in Bruges, which had Colin Farrell. Anyway, this play, Hangman, is a comic story full of gallows humor about a hangman in England, Northern England, who loses his job because they decide that hanging is no longer the way to go. So what's he going to do now? So it's supposed to be very, very good, and it's Thursday night starting at 7 at the Lensic.
Excellent. And one more event in the coming week at Collected Works Bookstore. Natalie Goldberg is presenting her new book, The Great Spring, Writing, Zen, and This Zigzag Life, and that's Thursday at 6 o'clock. And we had her on the air recently talking about her book and her life, and it's also the 30th anniversary of Writing Down
the
Bones.
I heard that.
Yeah, so.
And she lives here, of course, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and she's a wonderful teacher and Zen practitioner and has written many books. So that's Thursday at 6, Collected Works.
This weekend there's a staged reading of a new play at the play is called Rapture, Blister, Burn, and the stage reading is at the Center Stage, which is the new, or newish, I haven't been there yet, performance venue on Camino de los Marques at the corner of, kind of behind the CVS area, like Cordova and Don Diego.
Right near the Baking Company.
Exactly. We can practically see it from here. And it sounds really good to me. It's a Pulitzer Prize nominated play that brings heady and comical life to the topic of women and the balance of career, family, having it all. This will be at the center stage on Saturday at 7 and on Sunday at 4. You can get tickets by going to emergenm.org. You can also get them at the door.
I will be the happiest girl in the world when every city in America is full of support groups for men trying to figure out how to balance career and family.
It's a very good point. Kids, family, and quote, having it all. It's hard for anyone to have it all.
Yeah, and, you know, is that something to aspire to? But nevertheless, there's a big gender imbalance there. Okay, Sunday, March 6th at 11 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore, this is all I've talked about so far, but, you know, a lot going on there. Journey Santa Fe presents Ona Porter, director of Prosperity Works, New Mexico, the Family State, a vision and demonstrated plan for families, children, and communities to thrive, with host Alan Weber. So that should be another interesting event at Collected Works presented by Journey Santa Fe that does a marvelous job.
And I'm sorry I missed the interview you just had with Cecile Lipworth because
Yeah, and James Lacine.
Oh, he was there too?
Yeah, yeah.
I missed it all. I'm so, because I was getting ready to come on here, but yeah. I'll just remind people that at the Absolute Brightness of Leonard Pelkey will be at the Adobe Rose Theater this weekend. And I'm going tomorrow night. I think it's great. We're getting some additional great theater from, you know, New York and big playwrights, yeah. And it's going to be really cool. So everyone check that out. And
a big shout out to the Adobe Rose Theater for having created this beautiful space, another theater space here in Santa Fe, and they're doing a good job. It's very professional, it's very beautiful, and a nice place to see theater.
This will be my first time, so I'm excited.
Yeah. Hey, how about the Author Spotlight series at the Jean Cocteau Cinema? They are kicking off this series on Monday, the 7th of March at 7 o'clock. It's showcasing a mix of both local and visiting authors. This Monday, local authors Robert Wilder and Anne Valente, as well as visiting writer Allison Welford, they'll each be reading a little bit, followed by discussion and Q&A with Stephen Jules Rubin, who is a writer and performer and man about town. And there will be a reception and book signing immediately after. And Allison Welford, who lives actually in between the U.S. and Barcelona, Spain, and teaches creative writing, and her work was nominated for a Pushcart Prize and is an acclaimed writer, as is Robert Wilder. Rob Wilder, whose critically acclaimed books include Tales from the Teacher's Lounge and Daddy Needs a Drink. He is just absolutely terrific. And let's see. The third writer, I cannot read anymore because this print is just so small. But anyway, that's all happening at the Jean Cocteau Cinema. And also there's featured artists at the Jean Cocteau Cinema, and Taylor Oliver has work there, and it'll be opening also on Monday and going through the month of March.
This might be a good time to talk about what's going on at the CCA as well. Between, as I always like to say, between the Jean Cocteau, the CCA, and the screen, and of course the Lensic, we are just inundated with great opportunities to see great films. And this week at the CCA, at the Cinematheque, they're bringing in an Orson Welles film called Chimes at Midnight, which is,
looks
just amazing. It's a mashup of multiple Shakespeare plays. It stars Welles as Falstaff, who of course is a Shakespeare character that appeared in several Shakespeare plays. And the picture is just a riot. When you see this picture of Welles playing this character, you're just going to want to go right away. And that'll be starting when? Starts today, March 4th. They will also be having a documentary called Most Likely to Succeed, which is a look at how we can do some things to change and improve our educational system. That'll also feature a discussion with the activist Ted Dintersmith and Santa Fe Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Joel Boyd. You can get more information on all of these cool CCA events by going to their website, which is, well, you can always Google it, as most of us do, because I don't have their website right available here.
No worries. At Teatro Paraguas, this weekend, starting tonight, Squid Ink presents The Merry Wives of Windsor, directed by Sky Franklin. It's 15 New Mexico School for the Arts students doing a seldom-produced comic romp of Shakespeare. And that is this weekend and next weekend, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, and Sunday at 2 o'clock matinee. And pretty low admissions price. For more information, teatroparaguas.org.
Kind of wrapping up the big Shakespeare-themed events, I ran into Mary Charlotte at one of them last week. We both saw the Shakespeare's Folio at the New Mexico History Museum.
That's right, yeah.
And
you know what's so funny about that? I leaned down toward the book, and I realized that on some, like, primal level, I wanted to smell it.
I can relate to that. I do that at museums, too.
Yeah, and of course you can't smell it. It's in closing guests, but you
can kind of imagine what a book that old might smell like.
I know. And then the people in front of me who were looking at it, It was
did
a couple.
Thing?
Yeah, and one of them turned to the other and said, gosh, I wish we could smell it. I wonder if everybody thought that.
They should have had a scratch and sniff next to it.
Yeah, really.
Because, of course, we couldn't touch it. At the O'Keeffe Museum, tonight from 5 to 7, they're having this is interesting, I'm stuttering, a launch of a new handbag line that captures the O'Keeffe landscape. So that'll be tonight. It's free with museum admission from 5 to 7. And then on Monday, they have a Breakfast with O'Keeffe event called Revisioning, A New Century of Art in the Parks. It's a breakfast and a presentation on the National Parks Foundation, National Parks Arts Foundation, and the work that that foundation does in New Mexico, presented by the foundation president, Tanya Ortega. And that's in the Museum Education Annex, which is that other building that looks interesting, and you always wonder what's in there. It's at 123 Grant Avenue.
And you already mentioned Rapture Blister Burn.
I did, yes.
Okay, good. Here's some stuff happening at the New Mexico History Museum. Today, a talk by state historian Rick Hendricks. He'll be talking about 1623 in print in New Mexico at 6 o'clock. The question is, what would Spanish colonists in New Mexico have been reading in 1623, the year Shakespeare's first folio was printed? Rick Hendricks dives into a robust 17th century reading list in this free first Friday evening talk. Plus, you can see the Palace Press exhibit, From Stage to Page, Shakespeare in Print, held over by popular demand through the month of March, and admission is free. Pancho Villa and the U.S. Army, a training ground for World War I, in commemoration of the 100th anniversary of Pancho Villa's 1916 attack on Columbus, New Mexico. Photographer and author Jeff Loudermilk and Helen Patton, granddaughter of George Patton, explore what led to the attack and how it trained General Pershing and a young lieutenant named George Patton to win World War I. So that is also free to New Mexico residents. For more information, nmhistorymuseum.org.
Tonight at the New Mexico Dance Barns at NDI, there is an event called Spring Into Motion. It's a showcase for NDI's young dancers. In fact, it's their most advanced dancers performing in a stunning show. They will be doing a bunch of different works, including a work called Sentinel, a lyrical ballet by David Berkey. And this is a chance to support, not just support the young dancers, but see some really fantastic performances by young people here, getting trained here in New Mexico. For more information, you can visit NDI New Mexico's website, ndi-nm.org.
Here is something from the Jewish Film Festival, the Jewish Experience in French Cinema, a French film mini-fest happening at the CCA from March 6th through the 20th. And this coming March 6th at 4 o'clock, Jewish Identity in France, with a talk by Gunther Jikeli, Jewish Identity in France and the New Anti-Semitism. And then on Wednesday, the 9th of March, Nathan is the film, with Skype interview by directors Paul Duane and David Cairns. For more information, santafejff.org or call 216-0672.
The School for Advanced Research opens up to give public tours on 2 p.m. on Fridays at 2 p.m. I didn't know that. You can go view their collection of Southwestern Native American pottery, textiles, basketry, jewelry, and paintings. You do need to make a reservation, but it's a chance to see what really is going on in that SAR building, and from what I've heard, it's pretty incredible. The phone number for a reservation is 954-7205.
And the Santa Fe Culinary Academy continues its student restaurant. It's called The Guest House, and it's at 112 West San Francisco on the third floor of the Plaza Mercado building. That's lunch on Thursday and Friday. Seating is from 11:30 to 1 through the 11th of March. Reservations are recommended. For more information, you can call 983-7445. And the students run the restaurant as part of their one-year professional culinary program taught by Chef Rocky Durham and Hillary Ginepra. So they're continuing with the French Bistro menu. Oh my goodness, it's going to be good.
Sunday at the St. Francis Auditorium, the Poetry Out Loud State Championships in Poetry Recitation will take place at the St. Francis Auditorium. It's high school students who are competing in the national competition. It is open to the public, and it's at 107 West Palace Avenue. You can, for more information, you can call the New Mexico Museum of Art. That's where it takes place.
Excellent. And I got something from the New Mexico School for the Arts about their upcoming performances. And on March 9th, which I think is a Wednesday, there's an orchestra concert at the Immaculate Heart of Mary Retreat Center at 50 Mount Carmel Road here in Santa Fe. And that's at 7 o'clock in the evening. For more information, nmschoolforthearts.org/tickets.
I want to just also mention that tomorrow, before the Men on Lescaut opera at the Lenzic, which is a broadcast from the National Theater, you can stop by Collected Works Bookstore for a pre-opera lecture. It's being given by Tom Franks, and he will be discussing Puccini's opera. That starts at 9:30 at the Collected Works. You can also get your tea and coffee and snacks and such before you head over to the Lenzic at 11. And if you'd like to attend this Collected Works pre-opera lecture, you can just get your ticket at the door, Collected Works at Galisteo and Water Street.
There's an event at the Santa Fe Community Foundation called Connection, Care, and Tending, Women of Color Leaders in Santa Fe. It's co-presented with the Women's International Study Center and the Santa Fe Community Foundation. It's Monday, March 7th from 5 to 7 at the Community Foundation. For more information, santafecf.org. There's no charge, but you do have to register.
Tickets are now on sale for a couple of Lannan events that are a bit in the future, but it's always good to get your tickets early for those things. On Wednesday, March 23rd, Gabrielle Walker will be in conversation with Chris Williams. It's part of the In Pursuit of Cultural Freedom series. And Gabrielle Walker is an expert on climate change and the energy industry. She's most recently written a book called Antarctica, An Intimate Portrait of the Mysterious Continent. And she also wrote a bestseller called The Hot Topic, What We Can Do About Global Warming. So I think you can tell this is a talk about global warming, and I'm sure it'll be great, as all the Lannan events are. Wednesday, March 23rd at 7 p.m. at the Lenzic.
And let's see, what's happening at the Screen? The Screen being a wonderful cinema, place to see movies. Held over Janis, a movie about Janis Joplin called Little Girl Blue, a movie called Rams, which I've got to go see that thing. I saw the preview for it. I mean, how many Icelandic films about feuding sheep farmer brothers will you see in your life? One, it's Rams.
And it's got four chilies.
It's got four chilies, good. And there's another film called A War. Anyway, not sure what that is, but, you know, all the films, pretty much, you know, just roll the dice. You want to go to a film, just go to anything at the Screen, and you'll probably enjoy it. All right, well, Diana Delling is with the Lenzic Center for Performing Arts. She's with us here very often. Speaking of the arts, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having me and allowing me to try out your new sound system with you.
Yeah, new sound system, and lots of good stuff next week. By the way, next Thursday begins the KSFR Spring Fund Drive, so please get ready for that and get ready to support Santa Fe's public radio station, KSFR, and all the work we put into bringing you this show and all the many shows we do every week. Thanks for listening to the podcast. To support the program, you can go to radiocafe.org. Many thanks to StudioX.com for their technical support and web design.